Hallelujah. Y'all word people? Well, you're going to be biblical then, right? So turn to the person next to you and give them a poke. Say, what? Hebrews 10:24 says, and let us provoke one another to love and good works. Amen. When I got the email from Shane talking about this particular landmark and looked at the proposed theme, I happened to be singing a song. And now, me singing a song, that's not something new. I do that a lot, sing and whistle. As a matter of fact, one of the girls in the office said, I can always tell when you're coming because the sound precedes you. And I come whistling through the door. But I was particularly stirred in our Sunday morning service by this song. And the song starts out, you were the word in the beginning. See how well it works? One with God, the Lord Most High, hidden glory in creation, now revealed, and you are Christ. Later on in the song, it says, you didn't want heaven without us. Think about that. Everything that we see in creation is a reflection of the fact that God wanted us as a part of what he was doing. And everything that he does with the idea in mind that we get to be part of it. How many of you here have children and are just thrilled with the idea? How many of you are still thinking about it? My son and I were talking the other day. He's got a boy who is just exactly like him. I tell him, sowing and reaping. I used to tell Ben, I am going to beat you until I feel better. I love sharing life with my children. Ben and I now work in the same office, and it's fun to be able to interact. He'll come walking around the corner and go, hey, Dad. And I think, you know, there's nobody else in that office that's going to share communication on the same level that we have. Nobody else. My favorite thing is to walk into his office and go, I've been fired before, go ahead. Our relationship dictates our communication. God wants to communicate with each and every one of us in the same way that he's been communicating from the beginning. In the beginning, you all know it, right? God created the heavens and the earth. How did he do it? He spoke, and it was so. Do you understand what that means about his word? His word has the ability to cause things to come into existence that never existed before. He doesn't make it out of nothing. The essence of what it is his word. Think about that. The universe and all that we know as reality is in reality the essence of his word manifest. Light be and light was. God saw in his heart and spoke. He made us just like him. In Proverbs it says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. God's heart speaks. What value do we place on the word that he speaks? John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Again, you know what it says. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Who was? The Word. Jesus is the expression of the Word, is the manifestation of the heart of the Father for us. And in his speaking, he set for us a standard by which not only do we measure ourselves, but by which we come up to the standard that he requires. Be ye doers of the word, not hearers only. Amen? He talks about the law, and I love what he says about the law. He says, it's real simple. Two rules. Paul comes along later, he said, one rule. And you take care of it all. If you love God with all of your heart, mind, soul, strength, every essence of your being, if you love God like that, everything else is going to fall in line. And if you love people the way you want to be loved, Jesus said you fulfill all of the law and the prophets. I'm not worried about what the rules are. I'm worried about who he is in me. But the word in you transforms everything about you. I'm not trying to master my understanding of definitions and applications and doctrines, and I'm trying to know him and to know him in his fullness. He is the word, and that word working in me changes everything. We talk about the word and the word going forth. We just finished 2 weeks of just powerful tent meeting. It was awesome on this Sunday. Oh man, wait till you see Joe. Poor guy. I mean, yeah, Joe. Her Joe. I mean, aside from the fact that he spent half the time on the floor, God spoke some things over him that are just going to transform everything in his life, and he's already started to step up into it. But he wouldn't do that if he didn't believe that that word was a word from God himself. You know, we don't put a whole lot of value sometimes on the word that's spoken. But the reality is, in the beginning, it was the word that created. To this day, Hebrews 1:3 says, it's his word that holds it all together. Poke the person next to you and say, I sure am glad his word works. You know, if you think about the fact that his word is what holds it all together. For those of us who are real nerds, I'm glad that there is more than one of us here. We think about things differently than other people. Do you realize that chair you're sitting on is majority space? And a little bit of matter. Majority space. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And the thing that makes it work is the word. He holds it all together by the word of his power. Einstein said you can't study physics and not see God. God's word is the essence of everything we know. And because it is, we should place that kind of value on it. We read something in Scripture, and I love what Bill was saying last night. Do you read the word so that you can check your little box and say, I got my devotions done today? Or do you read the word looking for Jesus speaking to you? Do you read the word and go, okay, I got my time in? Do you read the word and try and get some deep revelation? Or do you read the word saying, what have you got for me today, Father? What are you saying to me today? Amen? Do we place the value on his word that it really should have? This is the thing that drives everything that we can see and hear and feel. And yet we don't really see it the way that it is. It is the word, according to Hebrews 4, that discerns the thoughts and intents of the heart. Well, that's cool. But it goes on, it says that the joints and the marrow, it gets into the discrimination of subatomic particles. We can't even do that with science yet. Not really. But the word can do it. It discerns between dimensions, the soul and the spirit. Let that just sink in. And for those of you who are really nerds, you're going, oh, man, I got to go study this. It's the truth. That's what he said. That's the word that does that. What value do we place on it? God himself has spoken. Do we care? Jesus said in John 6:33, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Do we treat his word as the life-giving essence that it is? Well, you know, I heard so-and-so's teaching today. I think this is a good day to visit somebody else's church. I'll just talk to Lindsay a minute. Well, I hear it's Youth Sunday. It's a good place to go visit somewhere else. You missed it because they have the word from God on Youth Sunday. God speaks. And he speaks because he's interested in us. He's interested in our destiny. He's interested in the plan and the part that we play in it. God speaks and he tells us to go and to do. And different parts of what he tells us are applied differently, and we go and we do what he tells us to do. And not everybody is going to go to some wild place. Some of us are called to go to work. And if you're working out in the world, tell me, that's a mission field. It's up to us to go and do what he told us to do and to do it the way he tells us to do it, knowing that his word literally equips and empowers us to do his will no matter what his will is, no matter where it is, no matter what it costs. My words are spirit and they are life. Psalm 119 verse 130 says, the entrance of his word brings light. I am the enlightened one. If you got the word jar. Amen? Enlightenment is not something that is exclusive to a particular group. Enlightenment is something that is truly exclusive to the one who is light. Where are you getting light if you don't get it from him? It's not really light. It might be a light show, but it's not light. I have understanding, I have wisdom, not because of who I am, but because of who he is. And when he speaks, it changes everything. Psalm 107, verse 20 says, he sent his word and healed us and delivered us from all our destruction. He sent his word and healed us. And the word healed there is man, it's jam-packed. How many of you know that when God speaks, it's always more than you think you know? He sent his word and healed us, delivered us, set us free, rescued us, empowered us. Amen? And delivered us from all our destructions. Why would you not want to get into his word? In the last 14 months, I've been through some stuff, and you know, we're faith people, and so we stand by faith. I believe by faith. But do we really take him at his word? Because in reality, faith is taking God at his word, regardless of the circumstance, regardless of the evidence, regardless of anything else that testifies against it. His word is truth. And when I say I'm standing by faith, I'm saying that no matter what other testimony there is, his word is truth. And I remember sitting in the emergency room and going through all the stuff I think I shared with you last year about the stuff that went on. And the doctors are saying things like, we don't understand. We don't know. And I thought, man, I'm glad I'm a Christian. When your car doesn't behave the way that it should, and you take it to your friendly shade tree mechanic, and he goes, I don't know what's wrong with this. Go back to the manufacturer. No guarantee they will either, but you got a better chance. But when we go back to the manufacturer, he knows. I said to the doctor here not too long ago, she was explaining to me that the medications that she had put me on were low dosage and that she could expand the dosage that she was giving me so that I could have everything she wanted for me in life. And I said, you are thinking exactly wrong. I am believing God for complete and total healing so that I don't need any medications at all. Yes. And she went, that'll never happen. And I said, oh, just watch. At that time, I think I was on 6 different medications. Today, I'm on 1. And that's not for long. 2 weeks ago, I couldn't do this. We were in the tent meeting, and we had a prayer line, and I mean, it stretched all across the front of the tent, and we had, our ushers were in speed mode because they couldn't keep up, just piling them up, I mean, like cordwood. And the evangelist looked over at me, and he said, are you working, or did you come up for prayer? And I said, I'm working. And he said, oh, okay. And we finished out the whole line, and he said, somebody's shoulder, the right shoulder. And he started describing the symptoms, and I went, well, I guess I'm not working. I guess I did come for prayer. Went up, and he laid hands on me, and I mean immediately. The word works. He sent his word and healed us and delivered us from all our destructions. Well, but that's such a little thing. It's such a little thing the doctors didn't have a clue about how to fix it. But the manufacturer does. And if it took a creative miracle, it took a creative miracle. Who cares? Is there anything too hard for me, he said. Well, no. No, the right answer is no, right? I hope it's the right answer. And that's the way we act sometimes, is we say we believe. We can quote chapter and verse, but do we believe? Now poke the person next to you and say, now I know he's talking about you. Do you believe that he has given you everything that pertains to life and godliness? Then what are you worried about? You know, you come to the end of the month and you find out there was more month than money. You can panic, or you can take that God is true to his word. Situation comes up, we were doing our taxes, and I told Lynn, I said, that stinks. And she said, what? And I said, everything I made at BC Stone plus more went to medical expenses last year. Well, that only stinks because I saw how big the number was. The reality is God provided for everything. All my needs are taken care of. And now, I think I told you last year, we had a particular need, and I asked God to meet the need, and he gave me a job. It wasn't quite the way I wanted him to do it. So the need was met, and the bills were paid, and I was like, all right, now I can quit. And he said, no, you can't. And I went, is there another bill coming I don't know about? And he said, I could care less about your bills. Ooh, that hurt. But there are people. And I was walking through the shop the other day, and a fellow pulled me aside. He's about my son's age, and he pulled me aside, and he said, how you doing? And I said, I'm doing great. God is good, and I am blessed. And he said, you're amazing. And it hit me. There are people who are watching. There are people who are listening to the words that come out of my mouth. And I have to be someone who demonstrates what the word is all about. I have to be a doer of the word if I want to see the impact that God intends across the board. There are people who don't like to hang out with me because I'm one of them. And then they can't avoid me. You know, one of them, those people who actually live what they believe, who don't drink or smoke or chew or run with girls that do. Radicals. But the fact of the matter is, it comes back to the same thing. Are you going to be a doer of the word or not? The Bible commands us. It says, be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. Well, you can't be a doer of something you don't believe. I tell our students all the time, and the ones who are here can vouch for me, you'll be able to tell where people are. You don't have to ask them. You'll be able to tell where people are by the things that they do and the words that come out of their mouth when the heat is on. Anybody can say anything when it's good. Put a little pressure on them. Put a little stress to the situation. And you find out what's really on the inside coming out. One of the girls in our church had a little stressful situation the other day. And I got a text from her and I thought, "Woo, we need to do some heart doctoring there." Had a chance to talk to her a little bit and just encourage her with what the word says. And reminder, God said, we're going to do what we do because it's what God said. How many of you know that sometimes you need a little help? Mark chapter 9, verses 23 and 24. Jesus has come down off the Mount of Transfiguration, his inner circle there with him. And when they come down, they're around the fellowship fire. They're milling about smartly and talking about spiritual things. And there's a father there with a young man that is a problem. Diagnose it any way you want, but the fact of the matter is the devil's got a hold of him and is just tormenting him, ruining his life. And he comes up to Jesus and he says, I brought him to your disciples, and they couldn't do anything. If you can do anything. Imagine saying to Jesus, if you can do anything. But sometimes that's where we are. If you can do anything, help my boy. Jesus steps up and says, if I can do that. No, he steps up and he says, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Do you believe that? If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. The father very honestly replies, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. We're students of the word, and we let the word go into us and produce faith, right? Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. We let that faith seed drop inside of us and start working, but it's got to be nurtured. It's got to be, I was out weeding the garden the other day and reminded that it doesn't just happen. There's work that's involved. The God side of it's working, I got to work it on my side. There are times when I need help. Lord, I believe. Please help my unbelief. And I'm reminded on a regular basis, his word is truth. Only his word is truth. I've got lots of facts that testify about different things, but the fact of the matter is, his word is truth. And when I was stretched, grimacing and in pain, I was saying, by his stripes, I was healed. Well, you don't look very healed. Don't sound very healed. I didn't feel very healed. But his word is truth. And by his stripes, I am healed. And it doesn't matter whether it's something like this or something where the doctors say you're terminal, or something where the banker says you're terminal, or something where you look at it and say, this is impossible, I'm reminded that God says, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Amen? Do you give the word that God speaks? Whether it's the written word that we study and it becomes rhema to us and then faith rises up and we believe it, or whether it's something that's been spoken over you, do you give it the honor and the respect and the authority that God gives it? Because if God said it, that settles it. When Jesus said, get out of the boat, shouldn't have been any argument from that point on. The rest of the guys probably could have gotten out too if they'd have learned how to put their faith to it. You know, when he says, by the stripes of Jesus you're healed, just because that letter was written to somebody doesn't mean we can't pull it and say, yep, that's mine too. Amen? Need wisdom? He's made unto us wisdom. Need grace? His grace is abounding. Need mercy? New every morning. There's word for everything that we need. Do we call his word what it is? The final word on every situation. He said it. That settles it. Well, God told me to do such and such and so and so. Well, then what are you doing? Because you can either say, well, I might have missed God, and make excuses, or you can do what he told you to do. Well, I don't know about that because, you know, quit making excuses. Just do what he told you to do. Well, Pastor Pat, you're a fine one to be saying that. God told you to go to North Carolina and look where you are. Tell him, Tracy. We didn't stop believing, did we? See, when God speaks, God speaks. Timing has nothing to do with it. Abraham took 25 years to get what he was promised. Right? But did he get it? And we know that in 25 years' time, he just was the pillar of faith. Read your Bible, you'll find that wasn't quite the case. You know, when the Lord showed up a year ahead of time and said, now this time next year, you're going to be bouncing the baby boy on your knee. Sarah laughed. Abraham argued. How is it that we think that somehow God doesn't understand that we're flesh? He spoke, and his word is enough to carry us through to the manifestation. If we'll just believe it. Amen? Don't be ashamed or afraid to say, Lord, I believe. Please help my unbelief. Because he will. He will. And he will send you people who will stand with you and speak into your life and stir you and stretch you and poke you to victory. Amen? Say it with me. I believe the word of God is the absolute, unqualified, uncompromised statement of truth. Amen? God said it, that settles it.